you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
6,665 diseases have zero approved treatments. At your current pace, you'll get to all of them in 443 years. Redirect 1% of military spending and it drops to 36 years, preventing 10.7 billion deaths at 50,300 times the cost effectiveness of anti-malaria bed nets. The whole thing costs less per year to run than Halloween costumes for dogs. But sure, take your time. That was the peace dividend, the money you get from buying 1% fewer explosions. Now here is the health dividend, what happens when you spend it on medicine instead. Right now, somewhere in your regulatory system, a drug that already passed safety testing is sitting in a filing cabinet while the disease it treats keeps killing people. Somewhere else, a researcher with a promising compound for one of 6,650 untreated diseases is filling out the same form for the fourth time. The health dividend is what happens when you stop doing this. It is worth $84.8 quadrillion. That number is not a typo. I checked, your economists checked, everyone checked. It's still that number. The rest of this chapter is the receipt. From explosions to trial slots. $27.2 billion arrives from the peace dividend. Investor and political allocations take their cut, leaving $21.8 billion for medical research, 80% of the total. Your decentralized FDA takes $40 million to keep the lights on, so that leaves $21.7 billion for trial subsidies. I am now going to show you what that money buys. I apologize in advance for the number of numbers. Your species requires receipts before it will believe anything, even things that are obviously true, especially things that are obviously true. Your current system charges $41,000 per patient in a clinical trial. I asked why and was told regulatory compliance, site management, and monitoring overhead, which I believe is the human phrase for permission costs more than medicine. Pragmatic trials, the kind your decentralized FDA runs, cost $929. At that price, $21.7 billion buys you 23.4 million patient trial slots per year. Your species currently enrolls 1.9 million patients per year in clinical trials globally. The treaty adds 12.3 times more capacity on top of that. Remember this number. Everything that follows depends on it. The waiting list. You met the queue in the untapped therapeutic frontier, 6,650 diseases with zero approved treatments and 15 getting their first treatment per year. At that rate, you clear the backlog in 443 years. I will let you sit with that number for a moment. It is longer than your species has had writing. For context, 443 years ago, Shakespeare was writing plays, Galileo was building telescopes, and your species already had printing presses, universities, and intercontinental shipping. You just had not gotten around to curing most diseases. At this pace, you still will not for another 443 years. Apply the 12.3 times multiplier. Instead of 15 diseases getting their first treatment per year, you get 185 diseases per year. The queue clears in 36 years instead of 443 years. The average untreated disease gets its first treatment 204 years earlier. That is the difference between your grandchildren might see a cure and you might see a cure. On Wishonia, we consider this a meaningful distinction. On Earth, it apparently requires a 78-page chapter to justify. Your species figured out how to split atoms in 6 years during a war, but letting a cancer patient take a pill that passed safety testing requires the gestation period of 3 consecutive elephants. The 12.3 times multiplier compresses the elephant parade. But trial capacity is only half the delay. Once a drug passes safety testing, your regulatory system sits on it for another 8.2 years to confirm it works well enough, while people who could be taking it die instead. Add the capacity acceleration and the efficacy lag together, 212 years of dying condensed into not dying. The body count. 150,000 deaths per day die from disease every day. While you were reading the previous section, approximately 300 of them did. They are not coming back to find out how the math turned out. Not all of those deaths are currently preventable, but 92.6% are eventually avoidable with sufficient research. Eventually avoidable does not mean currently preventable. It means, given enough research, these diseases have biological solutions. The only category excluded is accidents, falling off things, being hit by things. Every disease, including aging, is a biological process, and biological processes are, in principle, fixable. This is the theoretical ceiling, not a near-term promise. Over a 212-year timeline shift, the cumulative toll, 10.7 billion deaths. That is 565 billion disability-adjusted life years, or DALYs, of healthy life, and 1.93 quadrillion hours of suffering eliminated. These are cumulative, one-time benefits from permanently accelerating the discovery pipeline, the same methodology used for smallpox eradication. Nobody objected to the methodology when it was used for smallpox. They will object now because the number is larger, which is a strange reason to object to saving more people. The price tag on not being dead. Your governments already put a price on human life when deciding whether to approve drugs, build highways, or regulate pollution. The standard rate, $150,000 per quality-adjusted life year, or QALY. Your species finds this uncomfortable to discuss, but does it constantly. You just prefer to do it in footnotes, where the dying can't see. The world loses 2.88 billion DALYs per year. 92.6% are eventually avoidable with sufficient research. At $150,000 per quality-adjusted life year, or QALY, that is $400 trillion per year in welfare losses. Multiply by the 212-year timeline shift, and you get the total economic value of the health dividend, $84.8 quadrillion. But that is more than global GDP. Yes, GDP, $115 trillion, measures market transactions. It does not measure the value of not being dead, not being in pain, and not watching your children die of treatable diseases. The $150,000 per quality-adjusted life year, or QALY, figure is not something I invented. I just multiplied it by the number of sick people, which is also not my fault. The only debatable input is whether the timeline shift is really approximately 212 years. See the full derivation for how that number is calculated and the Monte Carlo simulations for what happens when every input varies. The receipt. Your decentralized FDA costs $40 million a year to operate. For reference, this is roughly what your species spends annually on Halloween costumes for dogs, less than one fighter jet, less than what FIFA spends on hospitality, your word for bribing officials in a building with chandeliers. A system that could test cures for 7,000 diseases costs less to run than the outfits you put on animals that do not want to wear them. The R&D savings alone are $58.6 billion a year, a 637-to-1 return without counting a single human life. Include the lives, which you would think someone would, but your species has a long history of not counting the people who die quietly. The treaty's total societal return hits 84.8 million to one. The cost per year of healthy life saved? 84 cents. Anti-malaria bed nets, the gold standard of cost-effective interventions, cost $89 per disability-adjusted life year, or DALY. This system operates at 50,300 times the cost-effectiveness, at vastly greater scale. This costs less per life year than mosquito nets, and nobody has heard of it. Your species has spent more money marketing energy drinks. The total campaign investment? $1 billion. Even the worst case, everything goes wrong, adoption is terrible, the servers catch fire, still returns an estimated 66-to-1 return. Your worst medical outcome is better than your best military one. Every day without this system costs $161 million in wasted trial spending alone. The regulatory lag is not a safety feature. It is a waiting room where people die. You just gave it a nicer name. For you personally, if diseases get cured even a few years earlier, the average human gains roughly 50,000 extra hours of life. You spend 17 minutes reading this chapter. That is a 176,000 times return on your time. Your best investment ever was reading. I realize the irony, given that most of you stopped reading 12 paragraphs ago. Visit impact.waronddisease.org for derivations, Monte Carlo simulations, and the comparative cost effectiveness table. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please press the share button on your glowing rectangle in case one of your friends have a free afternoon to end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really, really, really good rating and review so we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. The good review doesn't have to be true. They don't check. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and make your wishocratic allocation, telling us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote. If the 1% treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.